There's a number of things. My view is that government is there to regulate. You know, if you look at the UK, who actually runs that country? It's not government, it's business. And government just regulates. It says, well, actually, it's not right for that bank and that bank to merge because that's going to kill off X, Y, Z. So I think we've got a situation here where for many, many years, when I was growing up, government did a lot of things for people. And so we've gotten used to that. It's almost like we expect, you know, they should help us. And I guess, you know, the last decade or so sort of taught us actually the government can't always provide. How do they help us? Well, when you want to register business, registry companies, let's make it easy. Let's make it easier. So it doesn't take you 6 weeks or whatever it takes. You know, small things like, okay, if you want to, you know, run your own business as a sole trader, you don't have to register, you know. You can go and apply for a certain kind of license. And then once again, you're registered. Now we know, okay, there's a person called Sam who's a builder, you know. And how do you tax Sam? You know, you might say, listen, there's a minimum amount that you have to pay. And if Sam can't pay that, then he's got to prove that, okay, I can't pay because of X, Y, Z. But at least we're getting some sort of revenue. I mean, we shouldn't criminalize certain things. We shouldn't criminalize, because once you criminalize, you're basically forcing people to... I mean, this is how the black market works. Government also needs to stop certain rhetoric that goes against what they're actually trying to do, because then it confuses people. Like, I'll give an example, the empowerment laws. You know, you come and say, well, 51%. And then a few months later, you say, well, I actually want to scrap the whole thing until we've had consultation. But what you've done is you've actually scared a lot of people from even thinking about Zimbabwe.